Hey guys, it's the controversial trio. I'm sorry. I can always trim this out.
Yeah, but
we move the table back like this way? Because I still want Kylie's voice to be
our totally Kylie professional table right here. not in the middle of my kitchen.
The phone can.
Kylie, come sit over here so they can hear you better.
Yeah, yes. We're totally professional.
We're totally professional, and we're not sitting at a kitchen table. Because that makes sense.
Yeah. Wait, why would it not?
It doesn't.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's the controversial trio, and... I'm sorry, that's weird to hear. But today's topic basically is going to be about teenage anxiety, LGBTQ. Basically, it's teenager day. It's teenager day, okay? So, adults, if you don't want to listen to teenagers,
then you're not welcome.
Hit the door! Otherwise, then stay. Okay, guys, so, I mean, what do you want to start off with? Kaylee?
Why'd you say my name?
Who cares?
Me!
Come on. What do you want to start with?
Okay. What do you want to start with, Kylie?
She asked you, Kaylee.
What about you, Skylar?
Let's start off...
Skylar Hall?
With...
I just got that.
Okay, how about we start off with LGBTQ+.
Sure.
Okay. Hey, Skylar, are you straight?
Yes, I'm straight. What about you, Kaylee?
No.
What are you, Kaylee?
I'm asexual.
And Kylee?
I'm lesbian.
I'm lesbian.
I'm lesbian. Basically.
But I like girls. Like,
yeah. Romantically.
Yeah. I'm homo-romantic.
I'm straight.
She's a straight ally.
I'm a straight ally. Well, there shouldn't necessarily have to be ally and enemy. I mean, everybody should get along. It's literally a sexuality.
Yeah,
exactly. So like, people who have a problem with, like, I told Kylie, I had, well, he's not my friend, but I guess he's an associate because he's my friend's boyfriend. No, an associate. Because he's my friend's boyfriend. So I have to see him, I guess. But he's like, he's homosexual.
Just say gay.
He's homophobic.
Oh, he's not.
That's why I said homosexual. Like, that's why I said it like that, because I totally said it wrong. He's homophobic. And I really just don't understand. I don't understand why everybody just can't mind their business. Like...
We were actually talking about this in class today.
Like,
we were reading this thing called Quilt of a Country by Quinlan.
Mm-hmm.
And it was talking about tolerance in the United States and, like, how the U.S. is built upon fear and crisis.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So, one of the things that you said was, like, tolerance is a vanilla pudding word. Like, we shouldn't just tolerate things. We should accept it. Like,
mm-hmm.
instead of just, like... ignoring them, know that they're welcome.
Exactly. See, I don't understand, like, why everybody's...
But, I mean, if you can't, like... If you're such a bad person that you can't respect other people's life choices...
Mm-hmm.
Then, or how they feel.
Yeah.
Then I mean, they don't choose to be that
then
way.
It's okay, because we'll just ignore you.
But, well, like... Mainly Christians are homophobic.
And 99%. I don't understand.
Yeah, because it's not always Christian.
Not 99%, because my mom is Christian, and she's not, well, my sister's gay.
Well, all homophobic people are...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I have two gay sisters.
We're going
back. So that's great.
Well, not all Christians are homophobic.
Yeah.
Just like
yeah.
99% of the homophobic people.
Those are natural statistics.
No.
Yeah.
Natural statistics, probably about 87. I would say 87%.
That's a really specific word.
Yeah, 87% of Christians are homophobic. And I don't understand. Well, no, God
I would say it's more of like 87% homophobic people are Christian, because that's kind of where like all the homophobia came from, because it said like man shall not lie with man.
Okay, but I don't know if you guys know this, but when the Europeans would invade Africa to like, you know, in slavery and stuff like that, they would literally rape the soldiers would literally rape the men of the house in front of their wives to embarrass them and demean their manlyhood. Yeah. So, really,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's the thing I don't understand. It's like, people say they're Christian, that, this, and that. Well, God says, love thy neighbor. So, if I'm gay, she's not gay, and you're gay, which is totally the opposite. But
well, I'm kind of gay.
You are gay, Kaylee. Yeah,
I mean, like, I'm not homosexual, but
you're
I'm
gay, gay. And you're okay. Not gay. You're a mix. It's okay.
It's okay. I'm gray, I guess. Well, not like... No, I mean, like...
I don't know if you guys heard that head slap, but...
No, I mean, like, okay, so, like, I'm asexual, and I'm homoromantic, so I'm gay, and I'm not gay. So, like, black and white, so gray, which gray is one of my favorite colors, so...
Yeah, okay, that whatever. Makes sense, though.
Okay, that was dumb, but, sorry.
But, like I said, I think it's, like, really funny, because... How are you going to claim yourself? I mean, I'm not judging anybody's Christianity. I understand that. But why not just have respect for everybody? Sure, like, you would say, oh, I accept you, but I don't think that your life choice is right. That's not good, but at least, like, you're accepting them as a person and then not just, like, throw the whole person away because they're gay. You know what I'm saying?
At least it's tolerance.
At least you're tolerating them.
Yeah, like, we would prefer
and not treating them like garbage.
Yeah, we would prefer more than tolerance. But, I mean, if you're absolute garbage, then tolerance is better than yelling and screaming and murdering and stuff like that.
Exactly.
But, like, my cousins and my aunt and my uncle, they... Oh,
man. We know this story.
Yeah, well, my uncle has always... Well, he's not always been a Christian, but, like, most of his life he has. And he taught his wife that, my dad's sister, and his kids that. And, like, he twists the Bible up a lot, saying gay people are gonna go to hell. And that it's not right to be that way. When one of my cousins, she told me, like, a couple years ago that she thought she was bi. And I can tell she is, because, like...
Gay vibes.
Yeah.
Bi vibes.
And, but... like, he... taught them that trying to pray it out of them is the right way to do things.
That's the thing about it. Like, if you watch... I watch documentaries all the time. It doesn't matter what they're on. I will watch... Well, except for plants. Really.
Plants?
Plants really. Are kind of cool.
I mean, not to
a watch a whole documentary. I could go outside and look at grass and be like, oh
I
my
mean,
God.
I have cacti right over there.
Yeah, I'm not saying that plants are bad, but
they're boring.
I would not...
They're not that interesting.
They don't do anything.
Yeah.
But anywho, that's off topic.
I'd rather watch about penguins and the sad orcas in SeaWorld, which is another problem which we should talk about a different time.
Yeah. So, it's like... Yeah, I completely forgot what I was going to say. What were we talking about?
LGBT stuff.
Duh.
I just mentioned the praying the gay away from...
Yeah. So, watching documentaries, I'll, like, watch documentaries about, like, transgender people or stuff like that. And they're like, oh, I've been this way since birth. And then people are like, people act like it's a choice.
It's not.
And I feel like at first I was confused and I was like, well, it kind of is a choice because you can be gay if you want it to.
No.
Which it's not. It's not a choice. If you're gay, it's not like I see Kylie, like, I think both of you guys are, like, really beautiful. So if I'm like this and I'm like, oh, she's beautiful, I'm totally gay now. Like, being gay isn't a choice. Like, how I'm attracted to the opposite gender, not because, like, I've never sat down and thought about... What gender am I attracted to? Am I attracted to men or am I attracted to women? I've always thought, oh, I'm attracted to men. But for somebody who's lesbian or
half
asexual, half lesbian, you would think totally different. So transgender people, they'll say that they've been that way since birth. And people will either try to say, oh, because people will try to pull up statistics about, like, oh, statistics show that if you didn't eat right or healthily when you were a child, that there's more of a chance that you could end up gay or transgender, or if you're not healthy, if you don't get breastfed, this, that, and other. No, if you feel that way, if you're born that way, you you can't change that. That's like me being born black and then wanting to be white. Unless I bleach my skin and then completely change myself. Like, oh, I'm white now. No. Oh,
I don't.
No.
Well, even then, you wouldn't really
be white. I wouldn't really be white. My kids, if I had kids, they'd come out black. And people would be like, why are your kids black and you're white? So, no, it does not make sense at all. I don't understand when people say that's a choice. And then praying it out of you. Really? Really? There's no demon in you. That is you. That's yourself. You can tell your cousin I said that.
Yeah.
So.
And, like, my aunt has always been very helpful to my stepmom because she's the only family member we really have around here.
Hold on. Okay. Sorry, guys, if I sound kind of weird. I'm still recovering from being sick, so excuse me.
But, yeah. My aunt has always helped us out with stuff by watching my brother when I want to be like home.
I need to take the dog out.
Jesus.
I'll be right back.
Kaylee's gonna be back, guys.
But yeah, she's always been helpful towards us, but now that my stepmom's gonna say something to her about when my cousin tried to pray the gay out of me, my aunt's gonna lose contact with me. And because she's very homophobic too. And she does not like gay people. Like, we have gay uncles in our family, and they don't invite them to the family parties and stuff. Like, if they do, they won't invite both the husbands. Mm-hmm. They'll invite one. And, like, that's why it's tough, because I've always been close with my cousins.
I'd pop up anyway. You invite my husband, you're inviting me to a family event. So
yeah, I've always been close with them, and they're not terrible people. It's just... They take religion
to the extreme. They're extremists. Yeah. So, what would you feel would happen if you got cut off from, because like you said, they do to your uncles. So, how would you feel if you got cut off?
From them, it wouldn't bother me as much because the girls, they are really obnoxious in their choices and their the way they talk. To me, it's just kind of rude, and they treat people like they're less than them.
Lesser than, yeah.
Because they have, their dad has a lot of money, he has his own business, and he pays for everything.
Yeah.
Their mom is housewife. And
stay at home.
They always go on vacations and get a bunch of stuff, while my family has barely any money. And we struggle a lot, and they think they're better than us. Because they have more money, and they treat me and my brother very badly. And they brag a lot, and their dad's the same way, because my grandpa, he used to work for him, and he treated him like shit. Yeah. And
really?
That's why he won't ever come down here for, like, my graduations or my events and stuff, because they don't have any place to stay besides their house, because they have a lot of bedrooms and stuff. But, like, if I lose contact with them, so does my dad. I mean, he doesn't talk to them anyways.
Yeah,
and my stepmom and my birth mom.
Yeah, they wouldn't, because you're still a child, so that means if they invited your parents, you'd most likely be dragged along with them. Yeah, and I completely think that's stupid, because, okay, I've heard that the Bible says God first and all that and stuff like that.
Yeah, I understand that.
Which I completely understand, but... Like, I'm going back to what I said in the beginning. Love thy neighbor. Like, love thy neighbor. God didn't say turn around and completely shun them. That is your family. Like, no matter how many times I have had arguments with my brothers, it doesn't matter if I didn't talk to them for a week. I always end up talking to them. And if I was mad at them... If they left the house and I know that I was not, if I didn't want to talk to them still, the only thing I would say was, love you, see you later.
Yeah.
So the thing about it is, really, like, that's, I would feel, I don't know, if I ever shunned a family member out, I'd feel displaced because if something bad, like most people say, if something bad were to happen, you didn't speak to them for a very long time, you'd feel bad. I'd feel really bad.
Yeah.
So... I don't know. That's horrible. Like, placing your family aside because they're sexualities. That's like if I had white cousins. Well, white immediate white cousins, and just because you're white and then everybody else is black, you're out. You're out.
And, like, this is a tough situation because everyone on my dad's side is Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And once my stepmom says something to my aunt, she's going to tell my grandma, my great-grandma, uncles and stuff, and I won't be able to go to events, to their little events, and see my family. Like, I'm not sure if I'll be able to see my great-grandmother or my grandmother. They live together, mm-hmm. so we don't visit them a whole lot, but, like, we try to, but once they find out, they probably will stop talking to me. I doubt my great-grandmother will, because, like, she told me I was her favorite grandchild. And, like, she has cancer. She just got diagnosed with cancer recently, and I want to visit her more.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know if I'll be able to, because her daughter, my grandma, she's also religious.
Like, to the extreme?
Not as much as her daughter and her husband. My uncle and aunt.
Uh-huh.
But she is religious. I never heard her opinions on gay people.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't think they would shun me out because I'm their grandkid. And like, people on my mom's side are Christian, but not like bad Christians.
Yeah, my mom's side, well, both sides of my parents are Christian.
Yeah.
But like, they're not extreme like that. Like, I do have like great aunts or great cousins that are like older, like in their 60s, and they're really religious, but they're not religious to a point where they're gonna shun someone out because they're gay. Like I said, I have gay sisters, and they don't treat them any differently.
Yeah.
Or I have an uncle who's been in jail how many times? He's probably still in jail. Shoot, I can't
remember.
But
yeah. But well, I don't think that I have any LGBTQ plus family that I know of. I don't.
What do you guys think about, like, why do you guys think teenagers are so anxious and insecure these days?
Well, I'm actually pretty, I said actually three times now. But when I was in sixth grade, I was diagnosed with social anxiety. Except then it kind of got a lot better after I stopped going on medication because I really wanted to... sounds so dorky. I really wanted to be an astronaut. So I figured like that I should probably do my best to be off of my medication.
I don't understand. And how, like, if you guys knew Kaylee in elementary, you would not expect her to have social anxiety. Like,
I mean, I was kind of shy, except I knew those people.
I've always
Kaylee, had. You were never shy. You were never scared to tell anybody what you thought. Like, really? Even if somebody didn't ask. Well, I think, like, that's exactly what you'd be like. Like, you were not shy.
I don't remember. I'm not good with memory.
Guys, Kaylee didn't want to invite me to her birthday party.
I didn't want to invite her to my birthday party.
In third grade, but her mom forced her to invite the whole class. And she was crying about getting her hair braided. On your birthday.
Yeah, but I was really kind of a crybaby.
I've always had anxiety, though. But I got diagnosed with it in seventh grade after I started going to therapy. Anxiety and depression by my therapist. But I've always had anxiety. I hated speaking in front of people. I'd always start shaking whenever I'd get in trouble for the smallest things. And I think, and, like...
Kylie's like Gizmo.
Oh, Gizmo is my dog who has separation anxiety from my mom. Except he's gotten a lot better since we got him. He's so sweet. He's really fat and kind of smelly, but we love him.
But, like, I'm nothing like my mom because she's always giddy and stuff, but I think that's because she's...
I'm weed. I'm not an anxious person, but I can be shy. Like, if I don't know you, I'm not really... I will speak, but I'm not going to speak like that. Like, I'll have friends come around, and then their friends will be right there, and then I'll be, like, really quiet. Until somebody will speak to me, or like family members, until somebody speaks to me. So I'm never like anxious to where like I have social anxiety. I mean, I don't like being in crowded places. I feel uncomfortable, but I'm always an outgoing person. Like, I'll try to get everybody, hey, let's go do this, let's go do that, let's go have fun. Like, I'm a very outgoing, outdoorsy person. So yeah. I've personally never felt the struggle of social anxiety.
Yeah, mine kind of started after sixth grade. Well, duh, because, like, I was actually, I don't even really know why, but I know why, I'm kind of annoying, but I didn't have any friends, I didn't have any friends in sixth grade. Yeah, well, that's kind of just it. I didn't have friends for the whole year, and I was kind of depressed and anxious, and I looked down all the time.
Yeah, she looked down when I first met her. Okay, keep going.
But that's why I sit alone at lunch now, because, I mean, they don't go to the same school that I go to.
Anymore.
Yeah.
But basically, when I met Kaylee in third grade.
I think it was
first grade.
First grade, yeah. First grade. I started in first. I remember because I started school there on the day of that pumpkin patch field trip.
Yeah. So first grade through third grade, me and Kaylee weren't really on best friends. Terms. Yeah. We weren't on best terms at all. Even though her mom subbed for us, like for like yeah, 3 months.
Well, a long time.
She subbed for, like, almost the whole entire year because our teacher was on maternity leave for, like, a very long time. Yeah, we still weren't friends. And then it was seventh grade, and I had, like, transferred schools, and Kaylee had her head down. Like, she always had her head down. But, like, not on the ground, but, like...
On the desk.
On
my binder?
No, like, you always had your hair in your face. Down. Yeah, and she always had her hair in her face.
I didn't want to talk to anybody.
And then...
I didn't like people. That's when I started to really hate people, because I started thinking a lot more in sixth grade. I'm sorry, I interrupted. Keep going.
It's fine.
Oh, okay. Well, I started thinking a lot more in sixth grade, and I don't really know why. Just kind of my thought process changed a lot. And my mom was actually really worried about that because, like, apparently my personality changed a lot. Except I don't really think that it did. Except,
yeah, you're
except
not sassy again, anymore. Yeah, except you're just
personality
sarcastic.
Change is pretty normal. Like, I just changed a little faster than other people did, I think.
I mean, yeah. But Mr. Newton told us to go over there. Told me to sit over there. And then I looked at her, and then I said her name because... When I first saw her, she looked familiar, but I was trying to think of her name. And then I thought, I'm not going to tell you guys what I thought because it was it was really bad.
It was really bad.
But then I was like, Kaylee? Basically, in my head, I was like, is that Kaylee? Like, that's what I thought of her. So I was like, Kaylee? And then she's like, yeah.
Okay, I knew that you looked like Skylar that I knew from. And you know what the funny thing is? I was actually thinking of you the day before that. I remember thinking that, I'm like... Well, I guess this is it. Well, because she looked really familiar.
Yeah, I have not changed since I was born.
Yeah.
I have the same face.
Yeah, okay, continue.
And she always had her head down and stuff like that. And then...